Joining me live over the phone this morning is Josh Sines. Josh is the internship coordinator for the University of Wyoming's new Ranch Management and Agricultural Leadership Program. Josh, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, glad to be here.
Absolutely.
Glad to talk.
Appreciate you taking some time to tell us about this new program. First, give us some background on you, Josh, and remind our listeners where you're from and kind of what you what led up to you becoming this internship coordinator.
So, yeah, I was born and raised in Smoot, Wyoming. I was a graduate of Star Valley back in 2006. It's been a few years. And, you know, I really took a kind of a meandering track to get to this coordinator position. I used to teach American Studies at the University of Wyoming, and I saw this position open up, and I knew that I wanted to be a part of this program, and I applied and, you know, got the job. Yeah, it's been a pretty, you know, pretty crazy track, to be honest with you.
Sure. Well, we appreciate you telling us about this program and what it is and what you'll be doing as internship coordinator. So take us back to the creation of this program and how it got started. Understand a ranching couple from Wyoming, actually a pretty hefty donation to get it going, right?
Yeah, it was thought up by our stakeholders, and the stakeholders said, hey, we need to produce students that can actually go out into the field and actually, you know, hit the ground running, essentially. And we were not having that at the University of Wyoming. We had, like, King Ranch down in Texas that was, you know, producing some folks, and we're actually, you know, piggybacking off of some of that. But we, essentially, we wanted to produce Wyoming-based, Wyoming-founded, Wyoming students that can actually get into the market and actually get into the program and actually get into, you know, managing ranches. And it was them who said, all right, how do we do this? And we stepped up and said, all right, we're going to produce a curriculum. We're going to produce a, you know, an actual BS of, you know, program that allows these students to get out into the market.
You know, it is amazing, Josh, considering Wyoming's agricultural history, it's taken this long for the program to come around and take shape. But like you said, it's great to have it in place. It's great to get it going. And so what would a student expect to be doing kind of on a day-to-day basis as they go through this program at the University of Wyoming?
So it's, you know, it's pretty laid out. We do have our, you know, the USPs, the university requirements. And so you're going to be doing your English, you're going to be doing your sciences, you're going to be doing your maths. And then once we get off of the USPs, you're going to jump right into, like, quantitative tools for managing beginning ranch and rangeland problems, public policy, regulatory considerations, advanced rangeland policies, and then our leadership component, which is different and sets this aside, is you're constantly going to be in contact with our, you know, the community, in contact with producers, and always engaged with them. And we built in three internships, which allows the students to have that hands-on intern-like interaction. So you're going to be doing production, ag production, which is one of your internships. You're going to be doing ag adjacent, ag business, agribusiness type internship. So we're talking about farm and ranch, and we're talking about agribusiness. We're talking about farm credits. We're talking about the BLM. I apologize. I get nervous. I'm all worked up here. And we're talking about the Forest Service and agencies that are adjacent to ranching. And then our third one is you're going to be doing a, you know, three, kind of a three season, so a fall, winter, spring internship where you are actually marrying a ranch manager. And so you're doing hands on the ground and actually seeing how a ranch works for those, you know, three seasons. So you're able to see what the books are and able to get out and able to, you know, kind of take over an operation.
That's very cool. Josh Sines on the air with us this morning. He is the internship coordinator for the University of Wyoming's new Ranch Management and Agricultural Leadership Program. And Josh, as you're talking about all that, you mentioned earlier, the goal is to be able to let graduates hit the ground running. And it sounds like the curriculum is laid out just to do just that. It sounds really impressive. What from your perspective and your point of view, it sounds like you feel confident that a graduate from this program could really just step right into the field.
Yeah, that really is the idea. I mean, we built the curriculum to allow the students to just, you know, do the classes, meet, you know, the folks they need to meet the producers, and then step right out and be able to take over a ranch. I mean, ideally, they would be taking over and owning a ranch and being able to produce, you know, a product that is Wyoming built, Wyoming made, and kind of continue this ag lifestyle that we have here in Wyoming.
Josh, what about current ranchers and those in the agricultural industry? But what if someone's out there listening to this that is thinking, man, I could probably benefit from one or two of these classes? They don't necessarily want to go back to school and get a bachelor's degree per se, but are there any ways that people can just be part of the program just to take a few classes?
We're all obviously open to bring on anybody and to do this, you know, as you're explaining, kind of like adult education or second education.
Absolutely.
We would 100% bring on people for that because we understand the benefit and the value that comes from further educating ourselves and further educating, you know, in some of these, you know, classes, like, I guess it would be, say, the advanced ranch and rangeland problem solving. Maybe not everybody's an expert in rangeland. So come on, let's bring it on. Let's do it.
Josh, how does someone get more information and get started, whether they are going to be a full-time student or just taking some of those classes?
Well, just reach out to me. You know, my email is jsines, S-A-I-N-Z, at uwyo.edu, and reach out to me, and I would love to talk to anybody, and I would love to give them more information about being part of the program or just taking a class or two and just, you know, really investing into pushing the ag lifestyle that Wyoming's known for and Star Valley's known for, to be honest with you. That's how I got into it, you know.
Absolutely. Josh Sines this morning, internship coordinator for UW's new Ranch Management and Agricultural Leadership Program. You can reach out to Josh for more details. And Josh, anything we missed about this program you'd like to mention today?
So one thing I'd like to bring up is when you graduate from the program, you're also 454 certified. So you can apply to any kind of rangeland, any kind of, you know, naturalist conservationist program. So it's multifaceted and it's interdisciplinary for sure. And it's bringing you a perspective of how to run a ranch, but how to run a ranch and do it, you know, ethically, and how to do it with other partners. And it's really, I don't know. To me, it's the best thing that UW has to offer. Like, the way that you can come into ranching and be a part of this, you know, this agricultural family is just amazing.
Sounds fantastic. Josh, we appreciate your time and giving us the details on this. That's Josh Sines, internship coordinator for the University of Wyoming's Ranch Management and Agricultural Leadership Program that's starting up and getting rolling. Josh, thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.